This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Holy smokes, good afternoon, everybody. Live from the Bob Papiani Golf Classic, benefiting the Partners for Quality family of nonprofit agencies. That's a mouthful, but they do great work. Bob's raised almost $2 million for this great charity. It is a jam-packed, eventful PM team. Malzy is not here yet. I don't know if he's ever going to get on the air today. He's playing in this celebrity event. So is Joey Porter. The last time we were at a celebrity golf tournament with Malzy and Joey Porter, Porter threatened to kick Malzy's ass. He was dropping F-bombs. Our on-site producer had to pull us off the air, so T-Bird might have his hands full. And our on-site producer was our old boss, or off-site producer, Craig Riley, at the time, now our big boss, had to keep dumping us. So we'll see if there's fireworks. There might be, given things that maybe Malzy has tweeted about this trade and the way it affects Joey Porter's son now. With, wow, this deal. I was at the gym. I saw the breaking news bulletin come up on ESPN, and then, bam, there it was. Jalen Ramsey traded to the Steelers. And I'm going to start by saying this about the deal. We'll open the phone lines right now. Intern Dom is manning them because we have both Starkey and Pop on the golf course here at Chartiers. So Donnie hosted from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. What a coup for him today, by the way, to have this story fall into his lap. Congratulations on all his success. Good timing. Serendipitous timing. And so Intern Dom's there, or Intern Dom and Intern Jack back for another week with us. So 412-928-9370 is the wind threatens to already take us off the air. And I felt like I just, was that rain already? We got rain again. Awesome. More rain. Get back from vacation. Let's get right back into the rain, baby. Going to knock us off the air and we got a huge show going on. Anyways, here's what I'm going to say right off the bat. I don't get how people, other than just trying to try to win Twitter, try to sound like they're a know-it-all, I don't understand how anybody could say right off the bat that they love this trade or hate this trade. I think this is a very nuanced deal. I think there's a lot of gray area. I think it's a pretty complicated trade. Now, the reason why I would say I side with liking it more than disliking it is because you got two players for one. You got two for one here. You got two good players for one player. And Jalen Ramsey is the Steelers' best corner now. There's no question about that. He's better than Slay. He's better than Porter Jr. Sorry if Joey's dad can hear me. If he does, he might come here and drop kick me in the throat. But he's better. He's a borderline Hall of Famer. He won a Super Bowl with the Rams. The clip we played at the start of the show, he is to this day the corner who I think shut down Antonio Brown in his prime better than anybody else. That gets me to the negative side of the trade, though. That was a long time ago. That was 2017, 2018. It's now 2025, and that is a theme with the Steelers this year. They're the over-the-hill gang. That used to be the old Washington Redskins with George Allen. They were the over-the-hill gang, okay, with Billy Kilmer, and they went to a Super Bowl and lost to Miami. We'd be tickled pink if that happened here. But that's what this team is now. They're getting older. They got older with this trade. They traded for Jalen Ramsey. He's 30. He's a $26 million corner. He's overpaid. He's good. We'll see how they use him. But he's the second highest paid corner in the NFL behind Stingley. He's no longer the second best corner in the NFL, and you still have years left on his contract. So your corner room is better. Your secondary, I still think, is better, even with Minka leaving. But I don't think you've improved by leaps and bounds on defense. I think you've gotten a little bit better. There's a void now at safety. Thornhill, who they got from Cleveland, sucks. Let's not even pretend, oh, well, Thornhill can go play that position. No, he's not. He's had more calf injuries than me lately. I've got this Achilles thing now that's driving me nuts. He stunk in Cleveland. He wasn't good in Kansas City. So I don't want to hear anything about him. He blows. If he has to play, he's the weakest link. Every quarterback in the NFL, when he's on the field, is going to line up and try to target him and throw at him. He's terrible. But the flip side of that is, and again, there's nuance to this, and there's a lot of layers to it. You know, Minka Fitzpatrick, you ask him to play deep center field like that, like he's Omar Moreno, okay? A bunch of guys can play it that way. So they turned him into a bargain bin run-of-the-mill safety last year. And I think twofold, again, a lot of layers to this. I think he's partially to blame because he's not as good as he used to be. And I also think the Steelers are partially to blame. Basically, they had a great bird and an amazing bald eagle or something, and they clipped its wings. And maybe part of it is because they don't think he's the player he once was, but they really took it to an extreme. There's probably, no joke, 35 safeties who could play center field like that. So if the idea is to have Jalen Ramsey do that, I don't love that either, even though you would expect him to be more of a ball hawk because he's got corner skills and he's got a lot of interceptions in his career. But I don't think that's the plan for Ramsey. It shouldn't be. Jonnu Smith coming here. I like it. I think he's a useful player. He'll never again have the season he did last year in Miami. That was a perfect storm where their offensive line stunk, so they had to get rid of the ball fast. They didn't have a quarterback that can get it downfield because of Tua's injury. So he shined in that offense, and we know Arthur Smith likes him. Now, I do think it's weird that he's now making more money than Pat Freiermuth with the extension they gave him. That's kind of odd. So he's making more money than Freiermuth. That means what you really have is an offense that most of the time will have two tight ends, and we won't see a lot of three wide receivers. They still don't have wide receivers beyond Metcalf. So that problem is persistent. It wasn't fixed this offseason. Metcalf is better and more reliable than Pickens, but the depth at wide receiver isn't much better. They're counting on Roman Wilson. I'm not going to hold my breath on that. So what happened here today with this trade is it's a monster trade in terms of names. It looks like a trade you'd see made on Madden or in fantasy football, even though it's defensive players. It seems like it's made up. You know, if I didn't see it happen on TV and I just saw the tweet or someone told me it, I would think they got duped by a fake account. Like, I wouldn't think it was real. There was reason to think the Steelers might trade for Jonnu Smith, and maybe less of a reason to think they would for Jalen Ramsey. There was no indication or reason given that Minka Fitzpatrick was on the trading block until this deal happened. So that came completely out of nowhere. And maybe we'll find when we take calls today at 412-928-9370 that there's Minka Fitzpatrick defenders out there. Now let me get back to why I said that you can't really love this trade or hate this trade. It's more in the middle. Do you like it or dislike it? Are you up in the air on it? Are you going to sit on the fence? I think it makes them marginally better. And unfortunately for the Steelers, they're not in a tight race with the Chiefs, Ravens, and Bills, where marginally better now puts them ahead of those teams. They're still not close to a contender. The best case scenario is, oh, you made this trade, now you lose the wild card game by a touchdown instead of three touchdowns. Okay, like, I just don't see it. It's an all-in move that they did that didn't cost them very much. They didn't give up draft capital. They got rid of a contract they didn't love in Minka Fitzpatrick's, but they took a bad contract back in Jalen Ramsey. And it is a bad contract. He's a good player. He's super overpaid. He's not the second best corner in the league anymore. You got marginally better, but what does that get you? You're still a middle-of-the-pack team in the AFC, I think. So now you're closer to Cincinnati than you were before this trade by a little bit? Yeah, okay. I'll buy that. But I still would take the Bengals in a playoff game against them, and I would take the Ravens in a playoff game against them. They got a little bit better, and they are super old. You've got a 41-year-old quarterback. Slay and Ramsey are both in their 30s. You've got a 30-year-old tight end coming back. You've got an edge rusher who's 30 who you might give $40 million a year to. That's a whole separate topic. Actually, it's kind of intertwined. because Adam Schefter is now tweeting about that and causing people to lose their minds. So, hey, we're going to break this down all day. It is a super interesting trade. It is an un-Steelers-like trade, but I really can't say that anymore because this is the new Steelers way. Honestly, ever since they traded Kenny Pickett and said, we're going to give up on a first-round quarterback after 2 years, everything's changed. They do things completely differently. On one hand, I would applaud them for trying, but if trying doesn't get results, well, then what difference does it really make? But it is fun. I mean, it's June. This is supposed to be the dead season of sports, and we've got the biggest thing, again, in Pittsburgh, the biggest thing that's happening in sports is with our football team. Everybody's talking about it nationwide, worldwide today. 412-928-9370. Let's start with, is this man's name Tree in Clairton? Okay, let's start with Tree. Hello, Tree. You're on the Fan.
Yes, sir. How you doing?
Hey,
good
brother.
Afternoon.
Yep.
So, I hate it and I love it. I hate it because, yeah, I'm a Minka defender all day long. I've been telling everybody for the last 2.5 years, this dude is a bona fide Hall of Famer when he gets his Robin. Troy Polamalu would have been nothing if we couldn't have paired him with Ryan Clark to give him that thumper so that he has that free ability to go do what he has to do.
Well, hold on, though. That's wrong, though. I mean, Troy Polamalu, he played with Chris Hope and was a great player. So it's not like
Chris Hope was a thumper of his time.
Well, right, but I'm saying though, like those guys kind of grow on trees. I mean, it's not like you got to go out and find. You don't have to pay that guy a bajillion dollars. Deshaun Elliott is a thumper. He's one of the best run defending safeties in the entire NFL. So he had a guy like that to play with last year. They just elected to play him 30 yards off the line of scrimmage, which made no sense to me.
At all. And so to me, obviously, I'm an outside man. I'm trying to get on the inside, but I'm an outside man from what I could see. Deshaun was still learning. Binka had been here.
I thought he had a good year.
Pre-COVID.
I thought he had a really good year.
I felt like he had a great year, but I feel like he's going to have an even better year this year. I feel like his cover skills has gotten better. I feel like his hitting and striking ability and forcing turnovers has gotten better. I feel like him and Minka, if you had put Darius Slay, JPJ, oh, we would have had the defense we needed, but instead we get rid of Minka. I don't think that was a good idea. And then we had a caller that came in earlier that said if we would have just held off on Pickens and we could have packaged Pickens and Minka for Ramsey and Tyreek Hill, then I would have loved this trade 1,000,000%. I'm not 100% on board with getting another tight end because what the hell are we going to do now with Connor Hayward? And so now we're just
Who cares about that? I mean, I love Cam. I think Cam's a great guy. I mean, I think Connor's a good kid. But he's a guy without a position.
Connor's here because of Cam. Let's just be honest.
Right. So I don't. So thanks for the call, Tree. We got more people to get. We got more people to get to. Thanks for the call. I mean, no offense to Connor, but like, if the worst thing that comes out of this trade is what happens to him, sorry. I mean, it's the NFL. It's pro sports. There shouldn't be any charity cases here. He's made some nice plays. He hasn't gotten a ton of opportunity. You know, he might be the odd man out now. That's then the breaks. You know, he's the fourth tight end at best because you've got Washington, who's a great blocker. I don't know. Like, to me, if you don't like the trade because you thought there was a chance they could make some even more ridiculous fantasy football trade where you package George Pickens for Tyreek Hill, that's a dumb reason not to make a trade because the odds of something like that happening were not very good. 412-928-9370. Let's get Patrick's take next. Hello, Pat.
Hey, what's going on, Andrew? How are
you? Hey, bro. I'm good.
So I was a little all over the place with this trade whenever I first saw it.
Which I think, by the way, I'm going to cut you off. I'm just going to say this, Pat.
You're fine.
I think that's fine. I think, like, this is the type of trade where I think there's a lot of conflicting emotions and feelings here, which is why I said the people that are making this so black and white, like it's a great trade or it's a terrible trade, what drugs are you on? It's not a huge win. It's not a big loss. They probably got a little bit better, but I don't think a little bit better gets you very much based on where they were starting this situation, which was clearly they were in, at best, the second tier of teams in the AFC. At best. And that's it. I thought Pat was still there. Apparently, we dropped him. He didn't want to say anything else. My bad, Pat. 412-928-9370. I got a little excited. We'll come back with what Adam Schefter said about TJ Watt now, which is driving people nuts up a wall. And your reaction on one of the splashiest trades in Steelers history. It is. They traded a multi-time All-Pro for a borderline Hall of Fame corner. and they got another guy back in the deal. So you got to have opinions on this, even though I think it is. I think if you think this is like the greatest trade that's ever been made by the Steelers, or if you're like saying it's an A plus, I don't think it is. They got better, but they didn't get a whole heck of a lot better.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.